Hi, I'm Manju, founder of Fur Kids Farm.
What's Fur Kids Farm?
Fur Kids Farm is a shelter that rescues abused animals. We specifically focused on abused animals because of my personal experience with working with abused animals. We get the complaints, we rescue, we rehabilitate, and we rehome them.
You said your personal experience. What happened then to start things going?
It started with Ruff, my first dog. He was abused, which I didn't know at the time. He actually turned up at my gate, and I took him in thinking that I was going to give him away to people. And what happened was that after rehabilitating him, Ruff has this, as most dogs do, Ruff has this way of attaching himself to you. So after he became well again and was ready for adoption, I couldn't give him away. So Ruff and then Tiff and Zaf, they all started showing up at my gate, and I couldn't understand why so many abused animals were just walking up to my gate and asking to be rescued. And then I started going out and actively looking for them. I felt maybe it was sort of a calling, but it was just something that me and my auntie did without any plans. You know, we didn't organize anything. We just went out based on complaints and rescued these animals. And then from Ruff, one day it's like 200 animals. Now we have 300.
And what sort of state are the animals in when you rescue them?
They are usually very bad. They are so bad that we cannot do anything with them. They have open wounds. They have they are malnourished. You know, just giving them simple medication would actually kill them. So once we rescue them, we actually need to build up their body first. So while the medication is going on, you know, because a lot of them come with broken limbs, you know, without skin attached to them. So while the medication is going on, we also need to do physical therapy to get them to walk again. And also we need to do psychological correction for them because they are either too scared or they're too aggressive. We've had animals that were too afraid even to eat. You know, we put food in front of them and they are malnourished, but they wouldn't eat because they were just scared. So we have to bring them to that happy place. So it's usually a three-step process that we go through, but it starts with actually building up their body.
And once you've rehabilitated them, what happens to the animals then?
They are usually ready for adoption. What we do at that point is that we vet through the adopters. We have a strict process because we want to make sure they go to good homes. We have a lot that do not get adopted, the tripods, the blind ones, the ones that look too mongrel and they don't look pretty enough. So those stay with us. But even the ones that we give for adoption, we always tell people at any point, if you don't want them, always return them back to us, because we have a policy that says, once our baby, always our baby.
How many have you rescued now then?
We have totally now worked, rescued and rehabilitated 300 animals.
And that's in how long?
In the 2 years, 2013 and 2014.
So you've rescued how many and how long?
In 2013 and 2014, over the 2 years, we've rescued 300 animals.
And what do you plan to do next?
For this year, we plan to build up the shelter. We've got a piece of land, so we're looking for sponsors to come in to help us to actually build the shelter. We're looking for volunteers to form the close group that we have, you know, a close volunteers, our close team. We're looking for that. So it's basically sponsors and volunteers that we're looking for.
And you've already have some support from some sponsors. Can you tell me about a couple of those?
So far, we've gotten help from people like the British Council. We've gotten help from food suppliers like Rolf and Smartheart, and we are even meeting Royal Canin. So these are the people who have already helped us so far, and a lot of educational institutions have helped us, like Taylor's and Hope University.
So what sort of help have you had from these people?
From British Council, they've actually helped us to network. So that's been very important for us because we are the new kids on the block. So knowing other people has really helped us grow. From the food suppliers, they've helped us provide supplies, you know, either free or a discounted price. From the educational institutions, they've helped us spread the message, because everything that we do has three objectives. Every event, it's about education, it's about getting the babies adopted, and it's of course fundraising. So the educational institutes have helped us with all three objectives.
And what about from individuals? How much volunteering have you supported in that?
We've not had much volunteers who have helped out. We've recently posted on Facebook, even calling for people to come, but that's not been so good. We get donations online, but those are not much. They are like 200 maybe a month. So, but we are looking more for volunteers who will join the team to help us plan events, you know, to help spread the word about abuse. I took time off from my job to start the shelter. I'm actually a civil engineer, and before I took time off, I was last attached with the Ministry of Finance. And among other things, I was the diplomatic officer to the Minister of Finance, which is also the Prime Minister.
And you have a social enterprise related project going on when you return to work. Tell me a little bit about that.
The social enterprise is something we set up to make the shelter sustainable. We've got an idea of a pet cafe, and our pet cafe is different because it caters to both humans and animals at an equal level. Maybe we even treat our animals a little bit better than we treat our humans. It's got an animal menu on it, of course. It's got a pet shop, it's got pet hotel, it's got grooming, it's got rehab, it's got pool, gym. It's like a one-stop happy Disneyland for animals. That's what we're striving for.
Where do you see yourself in a year's time? Where do you see Fur Kids Farm in a year's time?
In a year's time, I hope to see Fur Kids Farm has its own shelter. Two things about the shelter. It's a free play farm because it's going to have forest and streams, and all my babies will be able to run freely around. It's going to be a happy, happy place. Everything that's attached to the shelter, its buildings and its electricity system, water system, everything is eco-friendly. So it's generally going to be a place like heaven on earth, you know, if that's not too much of a stretch, but that's what I'm going for. A happy place for humans, earth, and animals.
What's the biggest challenge that you're facing at the moment to make that happen?
The biggest challenge that we have is getting the financing. So getting the corporate sponsors would be a great help. Getting the volunteers, because it's such a small group that's working on Fur Kids Farm. Getting volunteers to help us run projects will be a big help. Just that too, because we've got the land. Sponsors and volunteers is what is lacking and is the biggest hurdle for us.
And what are you most proud of?
I guess I'm most proud of my babies, you know, seeing them go from where they were when I first rescued them to seeing them develop into their own personality. And every baby that I have has his or her own quirkiness. I have Tiff that simply hates all living creatures, to Ruff, who's afraid of the dark, you know. So just to see that come alive, it's like everything you see on Disney movies is real. So the Fur Kids Farm is gonna be, the way I envision it, it's gonna be a very happy place. You know, it's a place that animals are safe, that humans are happy, that the planet is safe, you know, where everything is just plain good.